ABC Radio Australia.
As world leaders gather at the COP25 in Spain for the latest round of climate change negotiations in the Pacific, fisheries leaders are voicing their concerns that the higher global temperatures are going to deprive the region of its lucrative tuna income. Scientists say that unaddressed climate change will push stocks of tuna to the high seas and away from Pacific waters, as Evan Wasuka explains.
The tuna caught in the seas of the Western and Central Pacific make up more than half of the tuna caught in the world, worth around $6 billion in 2018. The species of big-eye tuna, skipjack, Pacific albacore and yellowfin are the economic lifeblood of many Pacific countries. Pacific fisheries leaders and experts are meeting this week at the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission in Papua New Guinea. This is a body established by UN Convention to manage migratory fish like tuna. But it's the concerns over the impact of climate change on tuna stocks that's been getting plenty of attention. Dr. Graham Pilling is a fisheries scientist with the Secretariat of the Pacific Community.
So the modelling is suggesting that with most of the EEZs clustered in the west, as the fish move east under climate change, then they'll move out onto the high seas.
Dr. Pilling says as global temperatures rise, warmer waters will push tuna towards cooler seas.
Climate change looks to be pushing fish further to the east, so as we see in El Nino conditions, and beyond. So countries like Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands in particular will have a reduction in the amount of fish in their waters.
Tuvalu has a landmass of only 29 square kilometres, but an exclusive economic zone of around 750,000 square kilometres thanks to its dispersed islands. As fish move east due to climate change, Tuvalu will be one of the countries that will at first benefit from warmer seas. Minute Alopati Taupo is Tuvalu's fisheries minister.
In short term, this is good for Tuvalu. However, there are more tuna in our waters in El Nino. But in the longer term, however, as surface tuna moves to the east, the main fishing areas are expected to move out of our EEZ. And that's the point, and that's our concern.
Dr. Pilling from the SPC says the impact of climate change on Pacific fisheries will have a big impact on economies.
So it's a double impact. The location of the fish moves outside EEZs and into the high seas, and also the overall amount of fish is going to reduce.
Pacific journalist Bernadette Carrion has covered a number of meetings of the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission. She says the big difference this year is that climate change has taken center stage.
It's a big deal because it could affect the revenue. It could also affect how the tuna management, how the Pacific successfully manages its tuna resources in the EEZ.
Ms. Carrion says scientists expect the impacts of climate change to be felt on fisheries within the next two decades. On the other side of the globe, in Spain, world leaders are meeting this week for the United Nations Conference of Parties, better known as COP25, for the annual climate change negotiations. Tuvalu's fisheries minister says leaders should consider the impact of rising sea levels on national boundaries.
We suggest that the current global arrangements are changed to prevent this injustice. The fisheries, of course, this would mean that the boundaries of our EEZ are locked in and not change as a result of climate change.